For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 financial fraud charges with the jury deadlocked on 10 other counts. Manafort is facing considerable jail time. If he had been convicted on all 18 counts, he faced 305 years in prison. A lot of the counts are up to 30 years in prison, so he is still facing a possible long jail sentence. Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to 8 counts as part of a deal made to prosecutors. Cohen admitted paying hush money at the direction of a candidate for federal office. He described how he violated campaign finance laws 2 ways, one of those involving the Karen McDougal payment, and the other was the Stormy Daniels payment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There are developments in a mass shooting case involving a Maryland newspaper. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A trial date's been set for the man charged with killing 5 people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland in June. The judge setting the date for Jared Ramos' trial for January 15th, 2019. Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Wes Adams will handle the prosecution.
We're going to handle it just like we would every other case. If it needs to go to trial, we go to trial. If there's a plea that can be worked out that is fair and just to everybody involved, then we'll work out a plea.
Ramos pleaded not guilty when he was indicted by a grand jury on a total of 23 counts of murder, attempted murder, and assault. He's accused of opening fire in the newsroom on June 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Colorado oil worker accused of murdering his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters has now been ordered jail without bond. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, clarifies his truth remark on Fox News. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
James Comey
says he did. And the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Joseph D'Angelo, the suspected Golden State killer accused of slaying 13 people in California over the course of a decade, will face trial in Sacramento. District attorneys from 6 California counties where he faces charges are consolidating the case against the 72-year-old. Most of the killer's victims were women who were home alone or with their children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.